another week, another day, another Sunday, but this is September the 1st.
September the 1st.
The day before Labor Day. Time is definitely flying, and this is Moments with Mika, and I'm Mika.
And I'm Rick.
And this week, well, it's raining today.
It is.
It's been raining a lot.
Soggy, soggy.
But still some sunshine with the rain, right?
Yeah.
I got sunshine on a cloudy. Well, okay.
I feel like it's a bed around the corner for me.
I feel like there's some food coming. I want some ribs, macaroni and cheese, yams, greens, beans, mashed potatoes.
You about to sing the song?
I was. But no, this week it's a few things that I wanted to discuss, but I just wanted to just kick back and chill and just kind of just give a little bit of motivation and inspiration before the holiday, before fall season come. It is focus fall, people. Not fall back, boy, fall. It is focus fall. Focus fall means you need to focus on your ambitions, focus on your goals, focus on your school, focus on things that's going to better you in life. Focus on yourself. Focus on bettering yourself. So
that's real.
It is. For me, it's focus fall. Yeah. It ain't preseason for cuffing. None of that. I think, like, you know what I learned this week is I'm really finding happiness in being single.
Well, I ain't trying to go to jail, so that's the only kind of cuffing I can hear about right now, and I ain't doing that. Relationship goals right now is get rich.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be in love with my bank account and maybe my banker or something like that. Other than that, I ain't trying to settle down with nobody. Sorry if you felt that I was.
Wow, Rick.
My apologies.
You gonna do that on the show?
My apologies.
You know, this is perfect timing because Single Again by Big Sean is playing. But you know what? I think that I have nothing against relationships or anything like that. They are. I am definitely dating myself and learning myself. And it's been really nice. I spent some time with my grandfather over the weekend. we went to the movies and we went out to eat, and just spending time with my family has been really great for me.
And see, that has been a movement that I've been really focused on too. Mm-hmm. Rebuilding and re-strengthening those relationships.
Yeah.
So I got to spend a lot of time with my brother this week, my mm-hmm. brothers this week, and my nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. and really kick it with family and, you know, chop it up about a lot of things. And you can see a lot of ambition in everybody and a lot of know-how in everybody and just fun, laughter, and all of that. Like, we had a great time on Friday.
That's
great
good.
Time.
That's
so,
good.
Like, I really feel like it's that season. Yeah. I'm not trying to build a relationship with someone else's family right now.
Right.
I want to go ahead and re-strengthen minds with my family.
Right.
Make sure we all on the same page. So, you know, you actually have something to offer somebody.
Yeah.
You don't know how to be a family. You can't make no family.
No, that's real true. I've been thinking about that, like, you know, what can you really bring to the table that's not materialistic? Like, yeah, you can bring money. Man, I got businesses. I could bring that. But can you bring love? Can you bring compassion? You know, can you bring patience? That's a couple things that I'm, like, really working on because I don't have patience. I ain't got time. Ain't got time. But I'm working on it. And I think the best thing for me is, you know, being around my family, especially, like, my grandfather, my parents, and, you know, being around people that have experienced things that I'm going through.
Right.
Just to kind of learn myself more so that when I'm prepared, I can bring, you know, knowledge. I can bring wisdom to the table other than things that other people disregard and don't pay attention to. That's
mainly
my
patience.
Focus. Yeah.
Mainly patience.
Patience is number one.
I realize relationships are 90% about patience.
Yeah.
And then 10% about the work y'all put in.
Yeah.
So after you get past what stresses you out, then you put in that work.
Yeah.
And I don't think I had the patience for it yet. I don't like to tolerate too much from other people. And I ain't about to argue with you. I ain't about to fight about it. I'm going to turn into a ghost. Just disappear.
Don't do that because they got a new show on VH1. Is it VH1 or MTV? Where they go on to go meet with people that ghosted people. So, you know, Ghost Bay, where the girl, they do interviews, but no, they do interviews like that. But no, this show, I wanted to kind of collectively talk about a lot of stuff that I've been thinking about this week, that I've been trying to focus on. I always like to do that because I think that it's so good that I share my growth with people so that we can grow together. So then when I get to where I'm going, people can't say, well, you ain't try to help us out. Like, I was trying to get y'all to grow with me. So this week, I want to dedicate it to that and kind of just put some nuggets out there, some golden nuggets that people can go ahead and just take it.
Golden nuggets.
The golden nuggets. It's the key. The key to your success. That was my DJ Khaled moment. You see that pause? That dramatic pause? But we're about to get into this show, people. So sit back, relax, and action. First things first. Let's get into... Okay, so I don't know if you guys know what Snowfall is. It come on Wednesdays, 10 o'clock on FX. So I just got into Snowfall, I want to say, like 2 weeks ago. I'm fully caught up. It's on its third season. And
the binge was real.
You know what? I really had to go through, but it's a lot. Even though it's a TV show, that TV show has a lot of messages in it to me. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I picked up on and I kind of wanted to talk about, because I know that I've experienced it before and I know that a lot of other people have too. When you're doing the right thing for so long, like you're doing the right thing and nothing is happening for you. You keep on running into walls. Or it's not even just running into walls. It's just like you running towards something and it's like you cannot see it. And it's like, why can't I see it? I'm doing everything right. And then you have some people where instead of running, you know, on video games, you know, if you're driving, you could take a shortcut and go into the, mm-hmm. you know, the dust on the side and go on the grass and find you a ramp and go across and see if you can jump over everyone else.
Right.
That's what some people do. They take a shortcut. Like, you know what? I'm going to get some easy money. But
see, that wasn't Franklin, though. It wasn't just like that. His mama was working for some racist dude.
He was.
Who wanted to grope her.
Mm-hmm.
He was struggling.
But he was doing the right thing, though. Like, I don't want to get him too much information, but it's like he was doing the right thing. He saw his mama struggling. He saw what his mama, and it put pressure on him. And I think sometimes, like me, I wouldn't like to see my mother struggling anyway. So I will go out and do what I got to do to get this money. And I think that's some things that some people are doing. Like, you see people around you that need help and you can't do anything. So you're going to do the best thing to help right now.
Right.
Even not thinking about the consequences or what's going to happen down the road. The grass look greener right now on this side.
It's not just the grass look greener. It's my stomach is growling right now. You can't tell a hungry man about how good a meal is if he just wait. I need to eat today.
Right.
I may not make it tomorrow. I might starve to death. So I got to do what I got to do.
But it's like, how can you battle something like that? Like, how can you keep yourself motivated to keep on doing the right thing and not give up on doing the right thing and not take a detour?
That depends on what you define as the right thing.
The right thing
is, like, some decisions may not seem right for everybody else,
mm-hmm.
but for right now, it's the right decision for you.
But see, now we're talking about, like, right now, gratification, you know, like, things that may help you right at this current state, but you know it's not right inside you. That's what I mean. So, like, everyone do has that thing where they think it's right and wrong. Other people might think the wrong is right, but you know inside your head, consciously, you know if you got to make the wrong decision, but it's gonna help you right now. So what I'm asking is, like, if a person know that they're doing the right thing right now, but it's not working for them, and they see a detour, they see something that they could possibly gonna make some quick money, how do you stay focused on the road that you're on to ensure that you don't take that easy way?
And see, that is an evolving situation,
mm-hmm.
because that depends on so many factors. Where
right.
you're at on the road that you're on,
right? But you don't know
what's around the corner. Like, all of these are the unknown factors,
right?
And to make that decision, it's like some things that's essential to your life right now,
mm-hmm.
you may be lacking. And to get onto those wrong paths and all of that is usually something that's a necessity for right now,
mm-hmm.
that leads you that way.
Yeah, but it's never supposed to be like a true option for you to take that wrong side. So it's always something that you can keep going forward. Like, even if, like, there's things that I need, but I know that I can go without, because I'm trying to do the, you know, do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't think that there's a situation where you gotta go to the wrong, you know,
there's
take
a situation
the wrong.
Where you
I don't
gotta
think
go.
That. I don't. Because I mean, I think that every
situation
has a.
Where when you're looking at your family
right.
starving,
right,
and maybe you have one family or one parent that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
One parent that's on drugs.
Right.
You got siblings, mm-hmm. and they need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You not old enough to get a job. Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing about working. You don't know nothing about nothing else. But you know this dope man right down the street, and he gonna put you on to something.
Now I got something for that, to combat that. So, the dope man is up the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Families, your parents, you know, one passed away, one is working, one maybe sick. But do you believe that, whether you're religious or whether you're not, do you believe that if you pray or if you keep the right energy, that blessings or things will come to you without doing the bad things? Or do you think in a situation like that, that they have to take matters into their own hand and go deal with the dope man to make some quick money and put themselves in a lifestyle that they're probably not going to be able to get out of for a while? And then put themselves in more danger.
You got to look at your past to try to make that decision. Because most people make that decision based off of your current situation
mm-hmm.
and your past.
Mm-hmm.
What you've been through so far, if ain't no blessings felt like they done trickled down towards you, only blessing you got was waking up this morning and, hey, your stomach been growling for the last 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting around for anything else ain't no longer an option. You got to get up and get it.
I see. I understand what you're saying. I've never been in a real like predicament like that. But to me, and maybe it's because of how I was raised, you know, mm-hmm. my past. But I feel like when I really, really need something, I'ma just keep it in my mind. I'ma keep on telling myself that I need this. I need to draw it to me. And I think that everything is. Maybe it's because I'm like a person that I believe like spiritually. And I believe in myself, like, not as God, but I believe that if I speak something and I say I want something, it's going to happen. Regardless of if I, some days I feel like it's not going to happen or not, it's going to happen. Like, I'm going to manifest it.
Right.
I don't think that I have to do anything else to deter it because I can stop my own blessings. I can stop things from happening to me because I'm making the wrong decisions. So I feel like in most situations, patience is the key. Yeah, your stomach is growling. But, you know, it's other ways that we can do things, you know, instead of taking that path. I believe so, because I think that you reap what you sow. So you go take that lifestyle, you go in there, you help your family and all this kind of stuff. But now what happens when you have kids and your kids want to take that same step? You want to get them out that lifestyle, but they seen you get that money. Now they want to get that money just like you. They want the same lifestyle and build their own empire. So I feel like you're...
See, a lot of people, they... One, if you get to the point where you're having kids, you're raising kids,
right?
That you're getting to a point where, one, if you enter that lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you're either looking for the flashy or you're looking for better days.
Right.
So the difference between the people is going to show.
Right.
So you make some people who may have everything they need that's functional. They may have some nice stuff, but they're stacking overall.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they're raising kids, their kids don't need to see that lifestyle. And they don't have the preset conditions that forces them to that lifestyle. You don't have the hunger. You're not in poverty. You're not struggling. So you don't have a real need to look that direction.
You may not have a need. I was about to say, but
the parent, when they were going through that,
mm-hmm.
it was like, this path was like my hope. That was it. When I looked everywhere else, when the programs for me, wasn't nobody looking to help me with nothing. Everybody telling me, hey, kid, get the hell on. It's all kind of, it was down, 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 down until I took what I was looking for. And now I have acquired what I was looking for. I didn't make sure my kids don't be in a situation where they have to go out and try to acquire the same
thing. But most of the time, it's not about the kids needing it after the parents have got it. It's about, like, and it's usually not the parents' action. Sometimes it's the family that's around or the friends. They say, oh, when your parents, you know, when they was younger, you know, we used to do this, this, and that. And it's curiosity. Mm-hmm. And then that's when, you know, I feel like spiritually, since it's a world around us that we don't see, that you stuff attached to you and latch on to you, you know, unconsciously. You don't know because you're young, mm-hmm. but stuff it's like latches onto you. Like sometimes people do stuff and they don't know why they did it, but it's because their parents, you know, did it. I feel like generational, like family and everything. You can get curses from your family and don't even know how, you know, why you're doing the things that you do, why you think the way you do. So I think that, like, when a parent or anyone decides to take a certain situation and try to take a shortcut, not only does it affect you, but I think it affects the people that's around you and the generation that comes from you. So that's why
that's true.
I feel like when it comes to a certain situation, like, yeah, I want the easy way. Like, I've seen lots of people pass me up, you know, taking a different side and getting money, like getting lots of money and traveling and stuff. And it's like, yeah, I would love to do that, but I want to do it the right way. So then when I have kids, I don't want them to have to worry about, you know,
it's like coming to take it.
Not even that. I just don't want them to worry about the things that come attached to it. Like if I do something the wrong way, depending on what I'm doing, like I don't know what would be the wrong way. But let's say I've been working on myself. I've been doing my sit-ups and stuff. So let's say I decided to take a shortcut, get some easy money, maybe do a one night only or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's certain things that attach to you spiritually. So certain spirits that attach to you. So maybe I get out that lifestyle and I get some money, never tell anybody anything, but I have a daughter, you know, and she, for some reason, she wants to do it and don't know why. It's because the spirit has been attached to me. I didn't have you. And it clinged to you because you next on the list. So I feel that way because that happens a lot. Like, certain things are generationally passed down.
And see, and in some aspects, yeah, some things like that can happen. But when it comes to, like, moving drugs and something like that, it's not always generational. It's more so circumstantial.
I don't know.
It's been very few drug dealers that came up, like, I want to sell drugs.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's not like that.
They end up in a situation where, yeah, I need to sell drugs. Like, everything else ain't working. I work these dead-end jobs. Bosses don't care nothing about me. I got circumstances that keep coming up. I got situations every time I turn around. Somebody needs something. I can't do nothing for nobody. I'm about to move this bag. And then when you open it up and you're like, $20,000 for doing that? Oh, this is what I'm doing. That's it. I'm moving this bag forever. Because your kids don't actually have those certain set of circumstances.
Right.
Then it's like, I'm not doing that. People die.
But they don't look at it that way.
They don't have to weigh the risk and the reward. Like, a lot of people don't dive into the risk. Because certain situations, you have to weigh the risk and reward for.
But they don't. People don't.
Some people can't. Like, hey, well, I'm going to die if I don't eat. And I'm going to die if I do that. But I'm going to get some food if I do that also. Starving to death is the worst way to go.
It is.
Don't eat for 5 days and you start feeling how your body's shaking and your stomach is touching your back and all that. Like, it's a serious feeling. Starving will make you do some things that you never thought you would do.
Yeah.
So once you're starving, all kind of things look like good ideas.
I don't see that, and maybe it's me trying to be positive and me, you know, since I'm working on myself, I'm more sensitive to things, but I just don't see that. I'm not going to say that it's possible, but I feel like if you bring something, like if you really try to manifest something in your head and you try to get yourself to see that, like, I need some food.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to give me some food. I need somebody to give me some food. And you just walk around. I just don't think that it's circumstances where you have to do that. I feel like even though you don't see it, because some people, since they want to take this route, they don't look at the other routes that's there. They don't look at it because this is what I need right now, but they don't look at the other routes. And I feel like it's some situation. I don't think that it's one situation where you got to take this route. I don't think that that's possible. I just think that this is the route that you want to take because you know that if I take this route, I'm good. But you don't want to take the other routes that may be slower, that may not be as fulfilling and fast as you want. But I think that there's other routes. Though,
because you look at it like, okay, if I just look for somebody to give me some food, I'll make it. But then, if you're walking around in an impoverished neighborhood with that mindset, and you look at this corner, and it's this grown bum with a sign saying, I'll do anything for food. And then you got somebody else further up the street, I'll do anything for food. And like, all these people out here begging, you're like, well,
but that's the first thing wrong.
They've been looking for somebody to give it to them for a while.
That's the first thing that's wrong with that.
In this area, they not doing that.
But I'm saying,
I need to go get it.
You can't look at other people's situation. Okay, yeah, they got a sign right there, but that never stopped other people from giving what they was gonna give. Mm-hmm. I don't think that other people's situations should affect your situation. It could be 20 people around you that got signs that says, I need some food, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. Mm-hmm. But a person can see, like, they could be drawn to you because you're manifesting it. It could be 50,000 people online, but if you manifest it and it's in your head, you seen it, you've manifested it so much that you could smell the food and it's not even there. If you want it that bad, I don't believe that nothing could stop you. Like, and I believe this.
That's why they go that direction. Because, like, being able to manifest things and pull things to you like that, mm-hmm. that takes a clear state of mind. You have to clearly be focused on what you're looking for.
And I don't think so.
And when you know this is what needs to come to you, and you know this is to manifest something, you have to see that thing in your mind, and it has to be very powerful.
But if it's something that you really need, like if you're hungry, you ain't going to think about nothing else but you, I need some food.
You're going to think about, I need food. How I'm going to get food, where I'm going to get food.
But you're thinking about food, though.
Somebody coming off some food.
But see, the common denominator is you're thinking of, you're still manifesting it, whether you're thinking about the route, the how, the why, the what, the who, you're still thinking about food at the end of the day. Like, no matter how you're thinking about it, mm-hmm. you're thinking about it. And my thing is, like, it's not really that hard to focus on something that you really, really need. Like, it was at one point, I was working at T-Mobile, and I told myself, like, I really want to work for Apple. I really want to work for Apple. Like, I kept on telling myself, like, I'm buying all these iPhones. I'm investing all this money. Like, I really want to work for them. I mean, I was still working at my job at T-Mobile, but in the back of my mind, I was like, man, I want this job so bad. And I went ahead and I applied. And it's not like I was thinking about it every single day, you know. But when I had a chance to slow down and sit back, I would think like, yo, I want that job. And I was able to manifest it. Who knew out of 100,000 people, they would choose 10,000 people and I would be one of the ones. And it's only because I manifested it. I said what I wanted.
Okay.
I didn't have all the skills. I didn't have a degree. Like, they was looking for people with bachelors. I didn't have a degree. I didn't even walk across the stage to get my associates. I stopped, like, 4 or 5 classes before I got my associates. So my thing is, no matter what the circumstances, you may not have the qualifications, you may not have the skills, the education, you may not have that stuff. But when you really want it in your heart, like, when you really want it, no matter how busy you are in your mind, like, if you tell yourself, this is what I want this. I think it'll come.
And that's why they enter those paths. One, in certain situations, dealing with the world, dealing with the other side of the world, people are messed up.
Yeah.
People are cruel, messed up, out cold.
Oh, yeah.
And the younger you are when you learn this, the way you approach things is a lot different. So, yeah, you say, you manifest it, and it could come to you. They say, I did manifest it, and that pack came to me. This was my manifestation.
Right.
It showed up. It was my way. And I was good at it. So I made it happen. So, like, it's definitely different ways people can handle different situations.
They can.
But it's all going to boil down to your past life, what you've already experienced, mm-hmm. and your current set of circumstances. Mm-hmm. If you feel like there's nobody else, it's just you. If it's just you and your fellas, if you look up and all you got is your peers as your shoulders, then we going out here and getting it. You ain't got no adults telling you what to do and what not to do. So you got to figure it out.
That's true.
And you ain't got time to figure it out broke.
That's true.
Being broke, it's the most disgusting thing you can be on the planet. Almost.
No, it's being broke and being ignorant to almost everything. Now, that's the most thing. I think that's the reason why I'm trying to learn more, read more, because I don't want to be ignorant to things that I am supposed to know, that other people have knowledge to, that other people have grown up and known, whereas my community, we haven't had that, so we got to teach ourselves that. Like, we got to teach ourselves stock. You know, we have to teach ourselves about the market, so that's why I'm taking so much time. But I believe that if a person stayed on the right path, or what they consider to be the right path, I think that they can draw things to them. Like, I've been waiting for years to meet people that were, be around a group of people that were like me. Because growing up, I didn't fit in. To most people, I did not fit in at all. So I'm looking for, and it sometimes your peers is not really who you're supposed to be with.
Right.
So for me, I'm looking for my, and I guess the right word to say is my tribe. my crew, you know, them people that are supposed to be there that you feel comfortable with. Like, I didn't even feel comfortable with my own family. So I feel like if you stay down the right path, things like this will start building up, will start happening for you. Whereas these days you see other people's lives on internet, on Facebook, on Instagram and stuff, and everything may seem lavish, but they're not going to show you.
They take a picture.
Yeah, they're not going to show you everything.
They got it here. Like, no one can sit on there and just take a picture all day, every day, and still have it. Like, they have to do, they don't show you the work it took to get to that.
Right.
So a lot of people make it seem a lot easier. Now, making a wrong choice is a lot different.
Yeah.
Making the wrong choice back in the early 90s or something like that was really a matter of life and death. You didn't see the rest of the world or what everybody else was doing. It wasn't about, oh, well, he got this, so I need to go get this. Or
right.
This person over here in Georgia got this. There wasn't no internet like that.
Nope.
What it was is, I don't have this, I want to have this, I need to have this, let's get it.
All right.
Now kids who do it is totally different. It's totally for a shallow reason. It's not for the necessity of life, it's for the necessity of flashing.
Oh yeah, because we want to show people, I got this, I got it. And it's like, that brings me to my next thing that I wanted to touch on. With this, of trying to stay on the right path. So I recently watched Travis Scott's documentary, I guess we can call it, on Netflix. Seeing, it's called Look Mama, I Can Fly. And in this, it showed how, you know, when he was younger, he liked the instruments, his father liked the instruments, and it showed him having a show, a concert, well, kind of like a show. It looked like at a festival, and it was about 15 people while he was on stage. And he was still trying to do his thing, hype everyone up. But out of those 15, like, a couple people was there with him, like his friends and his friends' girlfriends and stuff. So he didn't really have a fan base like that. But it shows how he just kept down.
But he was turnt.
He kept down his own path. But one thing that stood out to me, and I'm glad that he put it in there, is it showed a moment where he was nominated for 2 Grammys. I believe it was the best rap performance and I think the best rap song. I think the song was Sicko Mode with Drake. And he found out 3 hours early before the Grammys that he did not win the rap song award.
Okay.
But when he got to the Grammys, they told him, hey, go down to the tunnels. They about to announce the best rap performance. He was in the tunnels with the lights getting ready to go on stage. He was there with Kylie. He was nervous and everything. And you seen him sitting there, you know, moving his arms and stuff, and they said the winner, and it was Cardi B. You seen his head drop, and he walked away, and he was upset. He talked about how he went into depression about it, and a lot of people don't post those type of fails. Like, that was a big thing for him, like, to try to get this Grammy, but I'm glad that he posted it, because it showed that we don't always win. We can't, you can't win everything. Like, I have not won everything. Like, I know that I don't post all my failures, but I try to be transparent. Like, it was a lot of stuff. I wanted to go out of state to college. I wanted to go to an all-black college and everything like that. I tried to get scholarships. I was denied for scholarships and everything to try to afford to be able to go to college in different states.
Right.
And it's like, you cannot win everything. It's not possible. That's You're not going to win every single battle. And I think that That's what it is. Some people take shortcuts because they just want to win. And it's like, you can't win all the time.
At the same time, you look at that, like, he has a track record of winning. He sees what his hard work can bring him.
Yeah.
So, falling into that depression, you know, it's like, I put in all this work, I had all this success, and this is where I want to be. Right. Like, that hurts.
It does.
But, you know, to look at somebody who decides to go the wrong way with it, they may not have that track record of wins.
Right.
They may have nothing but L's in their book. And they like, you know what? I'm sick of losing. Making those decisions are, I'm sick of losing decisions.
But at the same time, some people would consider their win to be a lose. Like me, since I'm just now trying to be more optimistic, I used to consider myself to always lose at everything. Like literally always losing something. Always something negative, definitely not winning, but in other people's eyes, because they were on the outside looking in, it was like, you still winning, whether you think it's so. I think that I don't think that people always lose. They may consider themselves to be losing in a situation, but they could be winning because you could be learning something, and it gives you more push.
That's
for the next
true.
thing. And I think it's one guy that was on there, I don't know where he's, I think he's the mayor in Houston. He might be the mayor in Houston. Not sure what state he is in or what city. But he had said, he told Travis when he had told him that he was real depressed, he said, what are you depressed for? He said, I ran for mayor three times. He said, I lost 2 years in a row. Kept losing. You know how embarrassing that was? He said, but I didn't stop. I kept going back. And he said, I'm the mayor now. You feel me? Like, I didn't stop because I lost here. Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing, but you pick it up, you shake it off, which is hard to do, to lose in front of everyone. It's hard. But picking it back up and then just carrying it and then just making more strides to win for next time is what most people appreciate. Like, I had a newfound love for Travis Scott after that. I actually downloaded his CD and everything. I said, I'm going to be a fan now, because it's like, you show your loss and you show yourself like, you know what? I was depressed, but I'm going to shake it off. And it shows the reality. No matter where you're at, if you're famous, no matter how much money is in your account, no matter if you're dating the most beautiful woman in the world, you're going to lose sometimes.
Right. And that shows the reality portion of him.
Yeah.
To show that, you know, what you may see is, oh, he's winning. But no, he lose too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a beautiful thing. And another thing is, like, a lot of people are more critical on themselves.
Right.
So everybody on the outside may see, well, you did win here.
Right.
You did win there. No. Because even when you say that's a win, maybe it didn't turn out how I wanted it to turn out.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't as good as I envisioned it.
Right.
In your mind, that's going to be a loss. I did something, but it wasn't what I was looking for.
Right.
I lost.
Right.
I didn't do it to my fullest potential. You're going to always be more critical on yourself.
Right.
That's why depression happens within. Because it's like, you look at this situation, you put in this work, and if it doesn't meet your expectations, what did you actually do?
Exactly.
That's what you feel.
Exactly.
Now, it could have changed everybody's life in the room. Everybody in the room, their life is different. Because they're like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. Nah, it wasn't what I envisioned. Whatever. So, I mean, it's good to see that, you know, you can be successful and lose too.
Oh, yeah.
And you can bounce back from that loss. Mm-hmm. And you can speak about real emotions in that loss.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will help other people be able to relate more.
It do.
But to know that you win sometime also, it is a beneficial thing also. So, like, to be able to actually step back and look at, but I did this.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing that keeps you away from making those bad decisions or the wrong choices. Looking back to say, hey, you know, that did work for me when I tried that. Maybe I could try that again.
Right.
That was all right. Instead of saying, hey, you know, today is dark. Yesterday was dark, and last week it was dark. I'm going to make me some light.
You got to. I mean, I feel like I have, well, for the people that really knows me, well, I'm not going to say really knows me, but the people that have grown up around me, they know, like, I have lost in front of people, and I have taken it back, and I have criticized myself. Like, I am my worst critic, and I'm working on that, but I see now that loss prepared me for something else, you know, that's better.
Right.
So it's like changing your thinking, like, going from where you were, going from this lifestyle that I was, and then dropping down and having to build back up makes me appreciate, you know, everything else.
Very true. It Very does. True. I have seen that. I've experienced that firsthand. So it's like, one, it lets you know about the people around you.
Right.
Who's really solid, who's not. Then it also lets you know that, I mean, you can lose. Be prepared. Set your mindset. Learn from this. Mm-hmm. And as you build back up, yeah, sometimes you be a little finicky about touching anything else. You be like, oh, wait, is that a loss waiting to happen?
Right.
I got a column full of L's. I got a basket of L's. If somebody want to buy L's, I got them on sale. So I done took L's, but when I look back at it, is like they're lessons. It's lessons that has been in every one of them to perfect what I'm doing next.
Right.
So I see, okay, I did this, and all of these parts of it was great. So why didn't it make it? Oh, because you didn't do this well.
Right.
Okay, you know to correct that. And then with the next idea, why didn't that work? Because you didn't do this well. So if you're able to take those losses and build off of the knowledge you gained from those losses, it's like, even if you look at how much money you lost in those situations, that's college tuition. You learned something. You learned a lot. You learned a lot more than other people because you have something that you can put on a resume.
Right.
You have experience at it. Mm-hmm. And you have experience at it not winning. So you know firsthand when it's going south.
Right.
You don't have to wait till it goes south and be like, well, I didn't see that coming. You see the signs of it's going south right now. And you can make corrections and adjustments early. That's an advantage. Because a lot of people have to wait till they're in the middle of it's over before they're like, oh, it's over.
Right.
You can see, oh, you know what? It's time to make some adjustments. That ain't looking right. That looked familiar. Let's go ahead and make some moves. So definitely there is small victories and losses.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you got to just believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
But you have to do it.
That is one of the hardest. And I think that me and you, we actually share. I wouldn't even consider it to be I guess we could consider it to be an L. How when we first started the show, the first couple shows, thousands of listeners. Thousands of listeners. And then you get down to like episode 11, 10, and everything just drops.
Like 10 people.
Like it like completely, completely dropped. And I'm not going to tell you, my feelings was crushed.
Oh, I know.
I was pissed off because I was like, you know, I got all these, man, I'm like, I got all these people. I got over 100 people in my family. But you know what?
Nobody no more.
Man. But I told myself, and I had to have people around me tell me, like, it doesn't matter the number. And then I started, like, over time hearing people saying, yo, I listened to your show. It really helped me. And then that made me change my outlook on, okay, whereas it was thousands of people, you know, listening to a show. The first show is at over 1,000 listens. Whereas you start trickling down and the numbers start getting lower, but you have people that are appreciating the knowledge that you're right. giving. And so,
did you touch somebody?
Right. So my thing is, that's the best thing about like taking the right road is knowing that it might not be a lot of people. It may not be a huge amount of people, but as long as one person appreciates what you're doing and one person can get some help from it and you can try to start helping the people around you, it'll grow.
Right.
As long as you doing it what you consider to be the right way. That's it.
Go back to that Travis Scott show. It was 15 people.
Yeah. And about 4 or 5 of them was his friends.
So, turned down for what?
Never turned down because
do
of the number.
What you're supposed to do.
Right. You got to. I mean, it's struggles out here. We all don't start something and then it just kaboom. You know, some people are blessed to have that happen. And that's a blessing. But it doesn't happen for everyone.
It's very rare.
It
very
is.
Very rare. And I think it's the age of social media that it seems like it happens more than
right.
it really does. That's why everybody's moving to the get rich quick schemes and all of that. Because they feel like, well, all these people has just exploded. That's all these people compared to the world.
Right.
That's less than 0.5% of the people in the world has exploded like that.
Exactly.
So with that being the case, I mean, it's very rare.
Man,
it
I almost
happen.
Thought about doing some twerk videos for the show. I said, man, I know I can get us, Rick, I know I can get us some listens. I can get us back up to them thousands, man. Do one about 2 or 3 twerk videos, and that's it.
But are they listening for the right reason?
Exactly. So, do things organically.
Right.
Period. Like, let it happen. It'll flow together if you're doing what you meant to do. And I think this is what, I mean, you might not be meant to do just one thing, but one thing can open the door for something else.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Then you also find the fulfillment in doing what you wanted to do.
Right.
Like, it's not all about being acknowledged for doing what you wanted to do.
Right.
It's mostly about doing what you wanted to do. If you felt like it can help somebody and you really want to do this and you really want to contribute this, do it. Contribute. Somebody is being helped.
Right.
If you want to help the world, I advise you run to be a president or...
Not even that. If you want to help the world, start off small. Start off with maybe the homeless people, like how we did.
Help somebody.
We helped the homeless, did the interviews, passed out some money. And it's not even about that, but it's just about lending a hand. But
those interviews actually gave more insight on how you can help.
Right.
Like, actually talking to those people, it wasn't that they were miseducated or they were, like, ex-criminals. It was mental health.
Right.
Most of the situation was mental health. Mm-hmm. And they made a conscious decision because there was no other help for them to be able to protect their family.
Right.
So, like, that gives you an idea of what direction you can work in. Mm-hmm. It's not all about, hey, just give them this.
Right.
Because the one guy, he didn't need that.
Right.
He was out there because it's not safe for him to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out there for years because it's not safe for him to be at home.
Right.
So, don't give him money. Give him help. Give him a way to make it safe to be home again.
Exactly.
Give him a way for him to be able to let his family know that it's okay and he's not gonna just wake up and kill everybody. Because that was his biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, being able to touch those people really helped me tremendously. That's why I say, do what you feel is right and you will find the path along the way.
You will. I definitely would advise people to do the things that you want while you still have a chance to do it. Because nobody wants to look up and then you know it's years down the road and you didn't try what you know really wanted to do. I say if you want to jump off a plane, just make sure you have a parachute on.
Hey, if you don't want to have a parachute on, I mean, consult a physician first.
It's up to you.
Think about it. And hey, still do what you want to do.
Right.
Live your best life.
And don't let fear get in the way, because fear is a huge one. It's especially something that I am working on. Fear, rejection, pride. Get those out the way. If you want to do something, forget about what everybody else is going to think about it. Because people are going to think a certain type of way either way.
Look, there's negative people everywhere.
Yeah.
There's people who hate the fact that you got up and decided to decide this morning. Like, oh, you decided to do something?
Because they listening to what other people are saying. They following the rules that they think that they have to do.
You supposed to do nothing and be depressed. And you want to do something and be happy. Look at this smiling. You smiling.
Wow, you out of your box? That's what we doing now?
I hate people who just walk around smiling. People say that.
Yeah.
You be like, why do you hate people who smile? What you so happy about?
You know what? I went to McDonald's one day, and I heard these girls that was working there. I hate it when people be asking for ketchup and condiments. You hate it when we ask for condiments? Oh, sweetheart, wrong play. But I'm telling you, people will find little things
and just
to hate. So it's going to happen regardless. So since you know it's going to happen regardless, just do it. I mean, people hate the fact that I changed my hair color so many times. And it irritates them. It literally irritates them.
I don't know why.
But,
Is it their hair? Are you dyeing their hair?
I don't know.
Are you taking their hair or dyeing their hair and putting it on your head?
Because it look good. That's what it is. It look good. But you know what? Hey, if that's what
you want.
You made
some questionable choices. There's been a couple of them. I'll be like,
it look good. Look, DMs are still real healthy, so they look good. But, no. Seriously, do what you need to do, but make sure that you consciously making the right decisions. And just be happy.
Right. And if you're one of those hating people that's listening right now, thank you for your support. Because without your hate, we would not know that we're on the right path.
Right. That's true.
So hate on.
And then also, if you hate and you don't know that you hate it, maybe you negative and you don't know it, work on yourself. Work on why you hate. What is it that made you this way?
Who made you this way?
No, I really, like, I've been sitting around thinking about, like, the way that I looked at love. in a way that I looked at certain things that was with love, and I realized why I was that way. So sometimes right. you do have to reflect and go back and say, well, why am I this way? Why do I feel rejected? Why do I feel, you know, like I can't do this? Why do I feel like I'm in a box? Once you figure out those answers, heal it. Fix it.
Address
solve
it.
The situation. Don't push it back. Don't block it. Don't ignore it. Exactly. Acknowledge it.
That's the first step. Even if you can't do, if you feel like you can't do anything about it, acknowledge it.
Yep.
Acknowledge it as often as you can. When you see it happening, acknowledge it. Tell you what's going to happen. You're going to acknowledge it one time, and somebody's going to be like, hey, well, I just dealt with something like that. This is how I fixed it.
Yeah.
And you're on the road to healing.
Yeah.
So acknowledge what you see is wrong. Address it. And don't let it be wrong. Once you know something is wrong, you can't keep doing it.
You can't.
So once you acknowledge it, I mean, you got to do something about it.
Dog, Rick, we have a whole bunch of golden nuggets. You know, if y'all want to donate to to the show off these golden nuggets, go ahead and do it.
Please do.
But no, this has been real. I hope that you've taken something that we said and just apply it to your life to keep yourself growing, and then share the knowledge. Share the show with other people. Yet and still, we're still trying to grow the show and help more people and reach out to more people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, share the show. Share the link. Share the name. It's available everywhere. And then lend a helping hand.
Literally, it's available everywhere.
No, for real.
If you have a device, just type in podcast and you can find it there.
Yep. Period, poo. So, this is Mika.
And Rick.
We out.
Peace.
All right, I have real questions. How does your car look right now? Is it clean on the outside but not clean on the inside, or vice versa? Whether you're having a hot girl summer or a city boy summer, your car need to be looking good if you're going to be looking good inside of it. So here's the resolution. Make sure you call Simply Clean Mobile Car Washing and get your car looking good. Make sure it's restored back to new, and it'll only be done at Simply Clean Mobile Car Wash. So give them a call at 586-646-0403. You will not complain. I guarantee that. You heard it here first on Moments with Mika.